Bonjour mes amis, bienvenue. Hey friends, welcome back to the Language Tutor French podcast. It is time to practice the reflexive, which is what we covered on lesson 30 of the Language Tutor YouTube channel in our French series. And hopefully you've been practicing those verbs and conjugations, but we're going to do so right now in this episode. And so we're going to start by going over those verbs that we covered in the episode. Let's just get those verbs down to begin with, and then we'll practice the conjugations. And remember that anytime you realize, I don't know that verb or that conjugation, you can always just back this episode up, start over, replay it as many times as you want until you get all of them right without really having to think about it, because then you have begun to internalize that information. And that's really what we're after, is internalization. And with that, let's get practicing. Let's go over those verbs. Up first is to go to bed. And that is se coucher, se coucher. Up next is to call one's self. And that is s'appeler, s'appeler. And next is to stop one's self. And that is s'arrêter, s'arrêter, to bathe. That's se baigner, and to take place or happen. And that is se passer, to be situated. That is se trouver, to get up. And that's se lever, to go for a walk. And that's se promener, to sit down. And that is s'asseoir, to play or amuse or enjoy one's self. That is s'amuser. And finally, to wake up one's self. And that one is se réveiller. All right, now it's time to do some reflexive conjugation phrase practice. We're going to do 15 of these, so this is going to be a great practice for you. All right, first up is you wake up, and that is you, the respectful form or a plural form, you wake up. And that is vous réveillez. Now, you might also hear some people say vous réveillez. You might hear vous twice, and that's because they're saying vous the first time, implying you, and then vous again as the reflexive. Okay, let's go to the next one, number two. She goes to bed. And hopefully you said, elle se couche, elle se couche. Number three, you call yourself. And let's use the singular familiar friend version of you. You call yourself. And that is tu t'appelles. Number four, they get up. And let's use the mixed gender, male and female version of they. They get up. Hopefully you said, il se lève. Il se lève. Number five is, I stop myself. That would be, je m'arrête. Je m'arrête. Number six, we go for a walk. That would be nous promenons. Nous promenons. And again, you might hear nous twice in that situation, just like we did on number one. Number seven would be he bathes. And that is il se baigne. Il se baigne. Number eight. Now we're talking to a group of people here. And we say you go to bed. And that would be vous couchez. And you, again, with nous and vous, you might hear vous couchez. Number nine would be she wakes up. And that is elle se réveille. Elle se réveille. Number 10, I play or enjoy myself. And I'll bet you said, je m'amuse. Je m'amuse. The M-E-M becomes M apostrophe with amuse. Number 11, we stop. That is, nous arrêtons, nous arrêtons. And you might hear that nous twice. Number 12, he sits down. And that is, il s'assied, il s'assied. Number 13, you go for a walk, and let's use that singular familiar friend version of you. You go for a walk. And that is tu te promènes. Tu te promènes. Number 14, one in general, one bathes. That is, on se baigne, on se baigne. And finally, number 15, they sit down. Let's use the feminine version of they. They sit down. And that would be, il s'assoit, il s'assoit. Now, before we close out the episode, I do want to make one little observation. The verb s'asseoir, to sit down. One thing we did not mention on the YouTube lesson is that there are actually two present tense versions of the conjugations. One is an older form. It's considered a little more polite, but you may want to Google those conjugations and look up the two different forms of those conjugations and be familiar with both of those in case you encounter them in your conversation. And mes amis, I hope you have found this to be a very beneficial practice. I know I've enjoyed practicing with you, and I look forward to practicing with you on future episodes. Hey, be sure to go on YouTube and check out our Teespring shop. Pick up a language tutor mug or a hoodie or a shirt. All those things go to help support us in creating more great content for you on the Language Tutor YouTube channel and right here on the podcast. So we appreciate your support. But until I see you again, I wish for you and all your family and friends paix et bénédiction, peace and blessings. I'll see you soon. Au revoir.